You know, another thing that's really interesting, kind of reflecting back on what's happened, you know, we've been doing these patterns of care studies for a long time, and it's really interesting. Up until the trastuzumab studies, we would present cases. So, like, here's one case, for example, we presented in February 2005, three positive nodes. Would you offer trastuzumab off study? Virtually everybody said no. We could present 10 nodes, and I can tell you back then, people would not do it.
Right.
Then the trastuzumab data comes out at ASCO that year. Boom. Within a few weeks, people changed their practice.
Yeah, how about the following Monday morning?
The following Monday morning.
I think I saw people making cell phone calls in the back of the hall.
What do you think about this issue? When do you bring something into the adjuvant setting?
It depends on the magnitude of the benefit and the therapeutic index of the drug. Is it well tolerated, et cetera? Is it inexpensive? These sorts of issues. Clearly, if the magnitude of the benefit is truly extraordinary, clinicians are not going to wait on the sidelines for the New England Journal paper to come out before they change their practice. On the other hand, when treatment effects are subtle, you know, the difference between an aromatase inhibitor and tamoxifen, you know, no survival difference in the ATTACC trials, subtle differences in relapse-free survival, that's a different story. There, I think clinicians are usually wise to wait on the sidelines, wait for it to be subject to peer review, wait for guidelines to come out. All that is fine because when we jump into treatments based on abstract presentations, we get burned. I mean, look at the bone marrow transplant era. That's what can happen if we're not paying attention and being mindful of, you know, how crucial it is to get randomized controlled phase 3 data. It's quality and then subject to peer review before making practice changes.
But, you know, when I used to interview people before that historic ASCO meeting, they always brought up the bone marrow transplant thing. But bone marrow transplant is not a benign therapy, obviously.
Right.
And there really wasn't that great data in metastatic disease. So, you know, I don't know. I had thought a lot that once the cardiac data for trastuzumab came out, which was like a year or two before, that's when I started to think, I wonder. I'll give you a situation I think is analogous. It's really interesting, which is the EGFR mutation positive patient in non-small cell lung cancer right now, where you know with an EGFR TKI in metastatic disease, these people have high response rates, higher than trastuzumab.
Yep.
As a single agent. And yet the lung people go, well, we need phase 3 trials, and there are trials. And I'm thinking, you know, if I'm a non-smoker with non-small cell right now, I'd be thinking about taking erlotinib.
I'll take my chance with erlotinib. Thank you very much.
Right. Anyhow, I guess it's a question that doesn't have a definitive answer, the regulatory, financial issues. But it's just, I think in the era of more and more targeted therapy, you know, moving down the line, this is going to come up, I think, repeatedly.
We're seeing it in real time. I mean, look at how the deliberations with regard to the recent approval of bevacizumab for metastatic breast cancer.
Right.
I mean, it was a very difficult decision. Contentious issues were raised, and it's not entirely clear. In that case, there was not a clear-cut right or wrong answer, and I think you just have to present the evidence to the patient and let them weigh in on the decision. Are they impressed by that data or not?
Right.
No survival benefit, but a substantial PFS benefit. You know, should that have been approved? I hate for a federal authority to tell me how I should practice, so I'm loath to have them reject it. On the other hand, I was using it anyway because of the compendium listing for bevacizumab and metastatic breast cancer. So, in fact, it really didn't change my practice whether or not the regulatory authorities blessed it or not in the first place.